بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد respected elders Dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I'd like to start off by welcoming those who are joining us for the very first time. Welcome, and we are so glad that you are with us this blessed afternoon. And I wish all of you and your families Ramadan Mubarak, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open his doors of blessings and mercy and forgiveness upon you all. We begin this afternoon, my brothers and sisters, by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, and we begin by sending peace and salutations upon his beloved messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, for allowing us, for giving us the opportunity to witness this very first day of the month of Ramadan, the first which happens to be the first blessed day of the blessed month. So the month of Ramadan is a blessed month, but on top of that, we are beginning this blessed month, alhamdulillah, on a blessed day, the most blessed day of the week. And the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us to this point, has given us the ability, the opportunity to witness this day is indeed a great blessing. And is another example of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. I know in the situation that we find ourselves in, where we are not able to travel to where we would like to travel, where our children are not able to go to school, where our youth are not able to go out and hang out, where we ourselves as adults are not able to go to work perhaps, or are not able to gather and meet with our other relatives even. We find ourselves in a very unique situation, and especially with the coming of this month, in this situation where most of us do not have the ability to go to the masjid as we normally would, where even the great sanctuaries in Mecca and Medina, the Prophet's Mosque and Masjid al-Haram, where the Kaaba is, are also almost empty. This is an unprecedented situation. This is a historic moment. We right now are living through history in the making. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us, has decided that we are going to be the ones who are going to live through this time. However, although there are many things which, if we start thinking, can bring us down, we have to be reminded, and we must remind each other of the great blessings and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And indeed, this month in which we are in right now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us what we can consider to be a lifeline. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a lifeline to appeal to his mercy in the midst of this crisis that we are living through right now. You see, my brothers and sisters, we came into this world with love and mercy upon us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put mercy in the hearts of our parents and our caregivers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nourished us through his mercy. And at that time, we were helpless. When you look at a baby, and there are still babies being born in the hospitals, mothers are giving birth. When a child is born, when we were born, we were helpless. We were absolutely helpless. There was nothing that we were able to do on our own except for crying, and except for the functioning of our bodies. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his mercy, arranged for our nourishment when we were helpless, cured us when we got sick, and he continues to guide us and continues to bless us and continues to feed us through his mercy. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ My mercy encompasses all things. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ My mercy encompasses all things. Allah is even more merciful towards his servants than the mother is towards her children. On this account, It was narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam once saw a woman who was feeding her child, who was breastfeeding her child. So he said, asking his companions who were around him, that do you think that this woman can throw her son in the fire? So the companions replied that no, the prophets we do not think that this woman can throw her son in the fire. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah is more merciful to his servants than this woman to her child. In the end, it will be his mercy that will make the difference for us as well. An Jabir radiyallahu anhu qala, sami'tu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam لا يدخل أحدا منكم عمله الجنة ولا يجيره من النار ولا أنا إلا برحمة من الله. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, actions alone will not enter any of you into paradise or protect him from the fire, and not even me, except through the mercy of Allah. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, Allah's mercy is what we all need. On this first day of Ramadan, most of us have gathered here virtually in a spoiled way and a dirty spiritual state. We may have dressed decently and nicely, perhaps, as is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Fridays. And indeed, even if we are not leaving home, we should try our best to dress decently and nicely, especially on this blessed day. But our bodies, those of us who are adults, are hiding much more than our internal fluids and filth, because we have that inside of us. But our spiritual state is in a state of decay and disease, and we may not even realize it. We may not even realize it, that we are in the spiritual state. We may have become oblivious to it. If we were to die, if we were to return to Allah with all the stains of sins and hidden thoughts and temptations and spiritual diseases that we have in our heart right now, what would be our state when Allah opens us up for all to see and to be judged? This is something to think about, that with all of that which is hidden inside of us, what will happen and what will be our state when Allah opens that up? All of the spiritual diseases and the temptations and the hidden thoughts and the stains of the sins, the spiritual stains, when Allah opens us up for all to see and to be judged, what will be our state? For the believers, my brothers and sisters, this is a scary thought. For the believers, this is a scary thought. But my brothers and sisters, this is the month of mercy and forgiveness. And while it is indeed good to have taqwa and to be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course of his wrath and the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us much hope, and indeed wants us to be always be hopeful in his mercy. The good news is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. He says, say, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, meaning by sinning, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Indeed, it is He who is the forgiving, the merciful. And we also read in the Quran, la tayasu min rawhillah, and never give up hope in Allah's mercy, because wala tayasu min rawhillah, innahu la yayasu min rawhillah illa alqawmul kafirun. That certainly no one despairs of Allah's mercy except the people who disbelieve. Now Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu relates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الرَّحْمَةَ مِئَةَ جُزْءٍ, that Allah has 100 parts of mercy. فَأَمْسَكَ عِنْدَهُ تِسْعَةٌ وَتِسْعِينَ جُزْءًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down of the 100 parts, He has kept 99 for Himself. And وَأَنْزَلَ فِي الْأَرْضِ جُزْءًا وَاحِدًا, and He has sent down upon the earth only one of the 100 parts of mercy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created or has 100 parts of mercy, of which He has sent one down. And this one is to be shared between the jinn, the mankind, the human beings, meaning the animals and the insects. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by means of which they are compassionate and merciful to one another, and by means of which wild animals are kind to their offspring. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 100 parts of mercy, of which He has sent down one between the jinn, the mankind, the animals, and the insects, by means of which they are compassionate and merciful to one another, and by means of which wild animals are kind to their offspring. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept back 99 parts of mercy with which to be merciful to His slaves, to His servants on the day of resurrection. Subhanallah. So the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is vast. Even the animals, and how the mother deals mercifully with her children, how the animals come to protect their children, all of this is from the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent upon this world. We find enormous amounts of mercy, my brothers and sisters, in the hearts of creation. And, you know, all of that mercy is just 1% if you compare to the mercy and compassion and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. So that is how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And subhanAllah, it is even hard to imagine that great amount of mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept back for Himself. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us that, or he said, when the month of Ramadan came, that قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَمَضَانْ شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ, the month of Ramadan has come, a blessed month. افْتَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ صَيَامَهُ, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Almighty, has obligated you to fast. In it the gates of the heavens are opened, and in it the gates of the hellfire are closed, and in it the devils are chained, and in it is a night that is better than 1,000 months. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرَهَا قَدْ حُرِمَ, that whoever is deprived of its good is truly deprived. My brothers and sisters, we certainly don't want to be from those who are deprived of that mercy then. So we need to work for it now. We need to start working on attracting that mercy now. And we need to try to attract as much of it as we can. And how do we do that? We have the tools. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have given us tools to attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those tools are prayer, fasting, charity. These are all tools and means for attracting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ideally, we want to do these actions. We want to utilize these tools that Allah has given us properly. Properly, according to the guidance of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with our hearts, with presence of mind. So that when we fast, as we are today, or many of us are doing today, and of course those who are not able to, because they have a valid excuse with regards to illness, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind and merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. So inshallah, if you truly have an excuse, do not feel bad about it. It is natural to feel bad, but do not feel guilt over not being able to fast if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put you in a situation that prohibits you or does not make it possible for you to fast. But for those who are fasting, those who are standing, those who are giving, even in charity, you know, these things have to do with our stomach, right? When we fast, it has to do with our stomach. We feel the hunger in our stomach. When we stand for prayer, it is our feet that and our legs that feel that. When we give, it is our hand that is giving and our mind that is rationally, deciding how much to give and who to give to. But in all of these actions, my brothers and sisters, we should feel the presence, right? Our hearts should feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should feel connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should feel love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So while these actions are physical, the actions that we do are physical, the effect that should come from those actions should be felt here, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "At-taqwa hahuna," he pointed towards his heart, towards his chest, and he said that taqwa, true piety and mindfulness and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is here in the heart, and fasting is for taqwa, and other acts of worship are also linked to taqwa. So what we do, what we refrain from in terms of fasting, what we stand for our prayers, what we give with our hands in charity, all of that should lead to a stronger relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, my brothers and sisters, our religion is a religion of feelings. Our religion is a religion of feelings. It is not just a religion of rote rituals and of following without or doing without any emotions or without feelings. Our religion is a religion of feelings. And therefore, to really feel this Ramadan, we need to feel neediness and weakness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to feel humble and have humility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Feel the burden of our sins and our shortcomings, not in a depressing way, but in a manner that enables us or encourages us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that encourages us to seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to weep in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as related by Abu Dharr radiallahu an, and I mentioned a part of this hadith last week, this is hadith Qudsi where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has related to us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah Almighty said, Ya ibadi, inni harramtu al-zulm ala nafsi. O my servants, I have forbidden injustice for myself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unjust. He does not commit injustice or oppression upon anyone. Ya ibadi, inni harramtu al-zulma ala nafsi. I have forbidden injustice for myself. وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. And I have forbidden it amongst you, so do not oppress one another. Do not oppress one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Then he goes on and he says, Ya ibadi, O my servants, O my slaves, referring to us, Ya ibadi, كُلُّكُمْ ضَالٌ. All of you are astray. All of you are misguided. إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُهُ. Except for those who I have guided. فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ. So seek guidance from me and I shall guide you. SubhanAllah, every time I read this hadith, you know, it really just puts us in our place and highlights how needy and how weak we are in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, O my servants, all of you are astray except for those who I have guided. So, فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ. So seek guidance from me and I shall guide you. And then he goes on, Ya ibadi, kullukum ja'i'un illa man at'amtuh. Oh my servants, all of you are hungry. All of you are hungry except for those I have fed. Fastat'imuni ut'imkum. So seek food from me and I shall feed you. Seek food from me and I shall feed you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that even the food that we eat that we may have taken for granted many times, this is only coming to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who has made it possible. Allah is the one who has arranged it. And we ourselves have just made some small efforts, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a means for giving us his blessings. But indeed, Allah is the one who is providing. And Allah is not dependent upon our actions, but indeed we are dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ibadi, goes on, O my servants, kullukum a'arrin illa man kasawtuh. All of you are unclothed except for those I have clothed. Fastatsuni atsukum. So seek clothing from me and I shall clothe you. And then he goes on to say, Ya ibadi, O my servants, innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wan-nahar. You sin by night and by day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us, O my servants, you sin by night and by day. Wa ana aghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a. And I forgive all sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. Oh, so seek forgiveness from me and I shall forgive you. SubhanAllah. You know, forgive, whether it's forgiveness, whether it's guidance, whether it's our food, whether it's our clothing. We are dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. Indeed, even for the oxygen that we breathe, the nutrients that our bodies need to survive, for every single thing we are dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, my brothers and sisters, as utterly weak creation, utterly weak being who is fully dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we often forget that. Allah tells us in the Quran, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, the human being has been created weak. And Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, referring to us, O humanity, O human beings, أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ, it is you who stand in need of Allah. أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ, you are the ones who stand in need of Allah. وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ, but Allah alone is the self-sufficient, praiseworthy. O humanity, O people, it is you who stand in need of Allah. أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ, we are the ones, the human beings, who are fuqara, who are faqir in front of Allah. وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ, but Allah alone is the self-sufficient and praiseworthy. And my brothers and sisters, the best way to increase the intensity of mercy being beamed down upon us, especially in this month, but throughout the year as well, is to pass the mercy on to others. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمُ النَّاسِ لَا يَرْحَمُهُ اللَّهِ, that one who does not show mercy to others will not be shown mercy by Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, beautiful hadith, الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنِ, those who show mercy to others, the Rahman, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, will show mercy to them. إِرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمْكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ, show mercy to those on the earth and the one in the heavens, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show mercy to you. So if we want mercy, we have to be merciful towards others. If we want forgiveness, we must be forgiving towards others as well. So the key, my brothers and sisters, to being continuous recipients of Allah's mercy is to be merciful to others. So this Ramadan, my brothers and sisters, let's not just beg Allah for His mercy, but also let's work to reform ourselves, because Ramadan is not just the month of fasting, or just the month of Quran, or just the month of having empathy for the less fortunate, but it is a month of reform as well. It is the month of change, a launch pad for us, a golden opportunity for us to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek forgiveness for all of our sins that we may have committed. And subhanAllah, Allah knows best as to what type of sins we have hidden in our closet. You know, every Ramadan, you know, I hear of someone who comes and asks for advice, even though you do not need me or any imam or any person to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But every Ramadan we find, sincere people who know that they have committed wrong, who know they have committed sins, in some cases major sins, and they want to turn to Allah. They want to honor this month in some way, and they are trying their best. Know that the doors of forgiveness and mercy are open for you. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for strength with your sins, with your challenges, with your addictions, with your weaknesses. This is the time, my brothers and sisters, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be merciful towards others and become true embodiments of mercy, so that Allah's mercy also continues to find us as well, inshallah. Forgive others as you want Allah to forgive you. Clean your heart. Perhaps Allah will like it, and He will do the same towards you, that He will grant you forgiveness. Show kindness and compassion to all. Deal nicely with others in the best way possible. Always look out to help others beyond what is required, and especially, subhanAllah, during these difficult times where people might be in difficulty and they may not be showing it, and find ways to make your presence a form of mercy for the entire creation of Allah, not a burden or annoyance to others, especially in our homes, especially with our spouses, especially with our children and our parents. Even if others do not reciprocate your mercy and kindness, continue to beam mercy and kindness towards them, and Allah will continue to beam down His mercy and forgiveness and kindness towards you, inshallah. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control. When we find ourselves in difficult situations, in challenging circumstances, remember, Allah is in control. He knows your state, and only He can provide relief and ease and true peace inside of you, that only and only can come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So turn to Him in earnest and with sincerity and honesty. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, my Lord, forgive and have mercy, and you are the best of the merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whoever is mindful of Allah, He will make a way out for them. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And provide for them from sources that they could never imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whoever puts their trust in Allah, then He alone is sufficient for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ. Certainly Allah achieves His will. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Allah has already set a destiny for everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His abundant mercy upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala soften our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts and fill them with goodness and love for Him. And may He make us recipients of His endless mercy until the day that we meet Him. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, we are going to continue with some more dua. But at this point, I would like to invite Brother Mahmoud Sheikh, the president of the Kanata Muslim Association, to join us for some words, inshallah. Welcome.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear brothers and sisters. First of all, Ramadan Kareem to you all. May Allah bless you and may Allah bring His mercy and the best of the days and nights in this month for all of you and your family. This is not how we expected this Ramadan to be. Actually, when the call was made to shut down everything, we were planning and preparing how at Kannada Muslim Association, how we are going to do Ramadan, what kind of programs we are going to have. And we were also working on our musalla and we were ramping up work so that our musalla is ready for Ramadan. Our schools were preparing for Ramadan activities. I know in Hikmah School, they were planning to do a whole month of Ramadan activities, but Allah had better plans for us, and Allah has given us this unique situation, a unique opportunity that I have not seen in 50 years of my life. And inshallah, future will be a much regular future that we will have, inshallah, and this calamity will go away very soon. It is a unique opportunity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has present it to us and see how we can make best use of this time. For example, I've spoken to many of my colleagues and friends who work in high tech. Alhamdulillah, majority of them I've spoken to have jobs. Majority of the people who work in government have jobs, but many people in our business community and many people in other industries are not working. Mm-hmm. So at this time, I think it's really important for us to help out those who are in need in our community. So alhamdulillah, we are working on some kind of plan to come back with something so that we can provide help to those in our community who need it. If you think you are in any type of need, please reach out to Imam. Please reach out to Kannada Muslim Association through email or through any manner, and we will do our best, inshallah, to help you out. This is also a time to remember our brothers and sisters all over the world who are in very difficult situation. Actually, many of the poor people are suffering the most. We are very fortunate to live in Canada, where we have big houses and where we can go for walk, but I know in my home country, where people have very, very tiny houses, and it's very hot. It's a month of May, it's a month of April, and it's like 30 degrees Celsius with 90% humidity, and it's very hard for many people to stay in one apartment and go and do things. And many people are hungry, and suffering in many countries around the world. So it is time for us to remember as ourselves, our neighbors, and our Muslim community, and the whole of the world that is outside, that is in the world today, who is suffering because of this invisible virus that we cannot even see. If you have resources, it is also time to get out and help as many people as possible through feeding the hungry people, providing education to people abroad, in other countries and abroad, people who need it, and also to help out people in your own community. And as Ramadan is a month for many mosques and many Muslim organizations. They receive about 70% of their funds from this month of Ramadan. Is to remember that they will not have the funds. They with regular Ramadan, they would have 70% of their funds. but many organizations will have difficulty raising the funds because they're not able to go to masjid to raise funds. So it is time to remember those organizations. It is time to remember your masajid. There are masajids which are in financial difficulty that we know of, that need help. And our project, of course, will be impacted by this work. But I just want to ask you to remember, first of all, take the most advantage of this Ramadan. Begin with a charity. Charity is such an important thing in our religion that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala cleans your hearts and cleans a lot of sins if you give charity. And I know there is 700 times rewards for charity in this month. So take advantage of that. Don't let this month go by. And help your brothers and sisters, help your neighbors. You know, I was walking by one day on my street and I talked to one neighbor occasionally. But when I talked to him and I said, hey, if you need anything, please let me know. I live in this address. And he his face turned completely different. He was so thankful that somebody asked him this simple question. So please take care of your neighbors and take care of your friends and take care of your institutions and masajids and many other organizations that you have been helping in the past. Continue to help them because they are wondering like how they would continue to provide services after Ramadan. So that's all. I leave with that. Make dua for me and make dua for all of our families, inshallah. Jazakallah khairun. And I'd like to thank Imam because as soon as the shutdown was announced, Imam took his Imam hat off and put his techie hat on, and with the help of Brother Jamal Zakaria had an entire setup, with Google and YouTube and Zoom, and everything was set up, and online services were started as soon as possible in Kannada Muslim Association. So please, I'm really, really grateful to have Imam with us in Kannada. And this has been a really, you can see the benefit of having somebody, who is so resourceful, alhamdulillah, and who is so humble. May Allah please make dua for Imam and his family and his well-being. I know his parents are in Gatineau and he has to visit them often, and we think about him. So please make dua for his parents and his family, inshallah. So I leave with that. Jazakallah khairun. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah khair, Brother Mahmoud. Thank you so much for the kind words. For your dua, indeed, it is a great pleasure and honor for me to be here with everyone. We are in this together. And jazakumullah khairah, everyone, for your continued support. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of our meager efforts and to continue to bring us together in goodness. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. I also want to mention, as Brother Mahmoud mentioned, it is extremely important to look out for one another. But at the same time, it's also important that we are following all the guidelines and rules and regulations that are in place with regards to the current circumstances. And therefore, and of course, that is why we are not gathering for prayers, even though we would love to. And this is also why we are not holding community iftars. And this is also why I would encourage you really to continue following those regulations, not to have iftar gatherings or iftar parties if that is something that you are thinking about. Remember that there is a prohibition against gatherings of more than five people. So really, we should be honoring those guidelines and following them to the best of our ability. We do not want to be in a situation where we may be harming others within the community, within the broader community, and just setting a bad example where our neighbors and others are seeing us, knowing that we are Muslim, and that we are not respecting guidelines and not having respect for the health and well-being of others, especially in this blessed month. So I would strongly encourage you. I cannot order you, but I strongly, strongly encourage you in the strongest of terms. Not to gather at home, whether it's in each other's homes, whether it's for iftar, whether it's for prayers, or for any other reason, unless it is permitted by law. Other than that, we really do not want to hear of any situations, instances where members of our community are engaged in behavior which is against the law or which could be harmful to others. This is not what we need at this time. So please, I kindly encourage you now to please consider that and be very careful. Just be mindful of practices, with each other during this month. There are many things that we are accustomed to doing, which we are not able to do, but inshallah, this will be temporary. And once things settle down, perhaps even by the end of this month, if not, then inshallah, next year, we will have opportunities to do all those things. But at this time, what is required of us is patience. So jazakumullah khairah for all of you who are understanding and who are following all these guidance. Jazakumullah khairah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us make dua. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. O Allah, all praise is for you. O Allah, we thank you with our hearts and our minds and our tongues. O Allah, and with every limb of our bodies for all of your blessings and favors, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, we were not worthy of seeing this month once again. O Allah, we did not know whether we were going to witness this month once again. But O Allah, you have granted us the ability to witness this month once again. O Allah, you have brought us to this blessed day on this blessed month, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, we are grateful for that, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, we do not know if we can live up to its greatness, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, we are your weak servants. O Allah, we have come to you in a sinful state. O Allah, we are turning to you in a dirty state, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, we ask you to forgive us, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, we can never thank you for all of your favors and your blessings upon us, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, even when you put difficulty upon us, O Allah, we know that there is ease coming with it. O Allah, we know that there are many other countless blessings that are there with it. O Allah, we ask you, O Allah, we ask you to count us from amongst the grateful, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, please count us from amongst the shakirin, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. O Allah, we have wronged ourselves. O Allah, we have committed wrong against ourselves. O Allah, please forgive us. O Allah, because if you do not forgive us, then indeed we will be from the losers, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, we do not know when our appointment is set with you. O Allah, when you will be calling us back. O Allah, we ask you to forgive us before that time comes. O Allah, we ask you to grant us a good and peaceful return to you, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, we are your weak sinning servants. O Allah, indeed we have sinned. O Allah, indeed we have gone against your commands and the guidance of your beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we surrender in front of you, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, we surrender in front of you, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, we have nothing to show for, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, we have nothing to show for, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, our book of deeds is filled with sins and mistakes, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, and our good is only so small and tiny and so light, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, please forgive us for all of our shortcomings, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, please guide us and make us the way you want us to be, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, we are so helpless that we do not even know how to become the way you want us to be, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, we have soiled ourselves so badly, we do not know how to purify ourselves, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, please make us the way that you want us to be, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant us a full opportunity this Ramadan to turn to you, ya Rabbil Alameen. And please grant us many more opportunities, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, may Allah make it the best Ramadan for us, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, we know many of us are feeling sad, are feeling anxious about not being able to go to the masjid. Oh Allah, feeling sad and anxious about all the restrictions. But oh Allah, it is totally in your power and within your abilities to make this the best and most blessed Ramadan for us. Oh Allah, please make it the best and most memorable Ramadan for us, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, so that on the day of judgment, when we look back at this Ramadan, oh Allah, it shines and glows like no other, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant us strength and bring us closer to you, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, please guide us to that which pleases you most, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, and grant us the best return to you whenever it has been decreed for us, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, please open the gates of halal sustenance for all and provision for all of your faithful servants, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, many people are going through hardships. Oh Allah, many people are going through struggles and do not want to show others. Oh Allah, there are so many of our brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, different parts of the world who are completely helpless during this lockdown, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, their source of sustenance, their provisions, their work has been cut off. Oh Allah, so many are living in hunger at this moment. Oh Allah, please alleviate their hunger, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, please forgive us for whatever we may have done in order for the situation to come upon us. Oh Allah, please forgive us and guide us, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant relief to all of those who are hungry and who are in pain at this moment, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, all of our brothers and sisters who are ill. Oh Allah, especially our elder sister who has cancer. Oh Allah, we have been making dua for her. Oh Allah, please grant her relief. Oh Allah, please remove everything that is harmful from her body, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, and for all of those who are ill, oh Allah, all of those who are asked for dua, oh Allah, our brother, Saud Alam, who is undergoing cancer treatment, and our brother, Dr. Habib Rahman, who is in advanced stages of colon cancer. Oh Allah, our brother and sister suffering from long-term pain and injuries. Oh Allah, our brother who this morning, on this first day of Ramadan, is in extreme pain this morning. Oh Allah, all of those who are ill or at risk of becoming ill. Oh Allah, you are the protector and you are the healer. Oh Allah, please grant them speedy recovery, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please protect them from all illnesses. Oh Allah, please protect all of those who are ill. Oh Allah, please protect all of us from all types of illnesses and pain and suffering. Oh Allah, through your power and your might, remove their hardship, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we are all helpless in front of you. Oh Allah, we are unable to do anything, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we turn to you. Oh Allah, you are the most powerful. Oh Allah, you are the cure. Oh Allah, please grant relief to everyone who is feeling pain. Oh Allah, and anxiety and grief at this time, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, protect us all and all of our fellow human beings, especially the healthcare professionals, the frontline workers, the front responders, the store workers, all the relief workers. Oh Allah, whoever is putting themselves at risk during this pandemic, to serve others. Oh Allah, please grant them protection, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant relief to everyone who is in pain. Oh Allah, anyone who has any grief, oh Allah, any stress, any anxiety, any worry, oh Allah, please replace all of those with happiness and peace and joy, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma arda' an khulafa'ih al-rashidin. اللهم ارض عن خلفاء الراشدين وعن الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم بارك لنا في رمضان اللهم بارك لنا في رمضان اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وصالح أعمالنا اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اجعل صيامنا فيه صيام الصائمين وقيامنا فيه قيام القائمين وهب لنا فيه اليسر والعافية إنك على كل شيء قدير وقربنا إلى مرضاتك وجنبنا من سخطك ونقمتك وفقنا فيهم لقراءة آياتك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك يا الله بأنك الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي واحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد أن تغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم اغفر لجميع موتى المسلمين الذين شهدوا لك بالوحدانية ولنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعفو عنهم واكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس اللهم انا نسالك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق واعمالنا من الرياء والسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة إنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم إنا نسألك خير المسألة وخير الدعاء وخير النجاح وخير العمل وخير الثواب وخير الحياة وخير الممات اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت خلقتنا ونحن عبيدك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا نبوء لك بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا فاغفر لنا إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أسبغ علينا لباس الصحة والعافية واجعلها عونا لنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا وفي ديننا والدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون ومن الجذام ومن سيء الأسقام يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء وهذا البلاء يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم نحن الفقراء إليك، اللهم نحن الفقراء إليك وأنت الغني عنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحم ضعفنا واجبر كسرنا وتولى أمرنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم سلمنا وسلم منا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل لنا من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ومن كل بلاء عافية. اللهم آمن روعاتنا واستر عوراتنا واصلح نياتنا وذرياتنا واحسن خواتمنا واحفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا واسعا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا ويقينا صادقا والشفاء من كل داء. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من قلب لا يخشع ودعاء لا يسمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن علم لا ينفع. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، ونعوذ بك من ضلع الدين وغلبة الرجال. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم ارزقنا قبل الموت توبة وعند الموت شهادة، وجعلنا من أغلى الذين آمنوا. ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم حرر المسجونين المظلومين خصوصا في بلاد المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين ووحد صفوفهم وسقاطهم واجمع كلمتهم الحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظ إخواننا وأخواتنا في كل مكان، خصوصا في برما وفي فلسطين وفي الصين وفي كشمير وفي الهند وفي سريلانكا وفي سوريا وفي العراق وفي اليمن وفي سومال وفي أفغانستان وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان وحقق لهم النصر والفتح المبين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان وحقق لهم النصر والفتح المبين يا رب العالمين. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم. قم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر. الله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers and sisters, jazakumullah khaira. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. Please go ahead and pray for our cause of Dhuhr at home, inshallah. And I look forward to meeting you again, inshallah, this evening, 7:30 p.m. Inshallah, we will be live at canadamuslims.ca/live. You may have had some technical difficulties for which we apologize. Inshallah, we will be trying our best to correct those. Again, you should be able to find the stream at canadamuslims.ca/live. Refresh the page if it doesn't show up. If it's still not coming, then click on the Facebook link or the YouTube link, and inshallah one of those at least should work, and we will work to correct the situation inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.